An estimated 600,000 Americans will die of cancer this year. That grim statistic is the annual headline at the American Association for Cancer Research's meeting today in New Orleans. This year, Vice President Joe Biden is in attendance presenting his ambitious National Cancer Initiative, a massive $1 billion injection of research funding motivated by President Obama at his State of the Union address. It's a personal matter for the vice president, who lost his son Beau to brain cancer last year. But it's not the first time America has taken on this challenge.
We would not want to raise false hopes by simply the signing of an act. But we can say this, that for those who have cancer and who are looking for success in this field, they at least can have the assurance that everything that can be done by government, everything that can be done by voluntary agencies in this great, powerful, rich country now will be done.
Those who had been diagnosed with cancer back in 1971 when President Nixon gave that speech are probably no longer with us, but the war on cancer was a major initiative. The president signed into law the National Cancer Act in 1971, the first serious gesture in financing cancer research. The model for such an all-out fight has its critics, but was the brainchild of a determined widow philanthropist named Mary Lasker. And Claire Pomeroy joins us, president of the Lasker Foundation. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
How did Mary Lasker create this model, and what was she thinking? President Obama talked about a moonshot when he turned to Joe Biden during the State of the Union address. Is that what they were thinking back then?
Mary Lasker really had a passion for relieving human suffering, and I think she felt that we needed to bring everything to bear on fighting the scourge of cancer. And the war analogy at the time of the Vietnam War was one I think that could galvanize the public. So she used that as a model to bring people together to fight cancer.
To motivate funding and to get people focused, words like that can be great, but to prioritize research, that's a different kind of thing. What lessons were learned from the war on cancer's mistakes?
The original vision of the war on cancer was that cancer would be conquered in a few years.
Right.
That was clearly unrealistic. Cancer is a very complex disease. In fact, it's multiple diseases. And we had also not done all the basic science research that really needed to be done to serve as the foundation for finding new therapies. So I think we learned a lot from that first war on cancer in preparation for the work that's being done today. It's important to keep in mind, though, I believe, that when Mary was raising this issue originally, people didn't even talk about cancer. There was stigma around it. And I think what the war on cancer did was not only bring some money, but it brought public attention to the need to fight cancer.
On the human suffering question, a lot of times cures and treatments are driven by research metrics that are great in the lab, but maybe not necessarily in the human body when you're talking about life extension for just a couple of months. How would Mary Lasker rank the initiatives of the war on cancer and what Joe Biden is going to be doing in terms of easing human suffering?
I think Mary would be so excited about where cancer research is today and the goals that Vice President Biden has laid out. When she was doing this originally, virtually every child who was diagnosed with leukemia died.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the vast majority of those children live and are cured. And we are now talking about the ability to prevent cancer with vaccines. We're talking about chemotherapies that not only prolong life, but actually cure people. So the progress that's been made in research is huge, and I think she would be incredibly excited about the potential that there is today to go to the next step.
And we should note that the Biden initiative will focus on a lot of genetic, very custom-made therapies, which are state-of-the-art right now, as well as environmental factors, which are also an issue that wasn't around in the Nixon time. Claire Pomeroy, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Claire Pomeroy is president of the Albert and Mary Lasker Foundation.